Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show on a Monday morning in a season for the ages. The Philadelphia Eagles demolished the New York Giants last night at the Meadowlands, a rainy Meadowlands, and they are now 12-1. And by my calculations, and I am not one of those analytics nerds from the ESPN.
Is that so?
I believe this is the first time in history the Eagles have been 12-1. I believe they have never been 12-1 prior to this.
Well, you didn't look that up, did you?
No, you did
not. I said to you, I have already, Rhea, I'm not positive because I'm not Ruben Frank, but I dress better. Here with us today is his partner of the Postgame Show, Ruben Frank. That is Barrett Brooks. He's here today. Hi, Barrett.
Good morning. How's it going today?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad you asked me how it's going, Rhea. Barrett. Here's how it's going. It may actually be going too well.
That may be the case.
On a typical Eagles game, give and take close, I receive at radioman610@gmail.com 200 to 300 emails.
Right.
Many of them, multiple emails from individuals who are highly frustrated. Are you ready to hear how many emails I received yesterday during the entire game? Rhea Hughes, you want to take a guess?
5.
10.
Oh.
I got 10 emails in 3 hours. I get more than that when I'm sleeping. And I'm telling you, people, this city is struggling to figure out what to do with a team so good that it's almost, not for me, by the way. I'm not speaking for myself. There's only one thing I care about, and that's winning. Mm-hmm. And what's happening right now is beyond great. I love it.
Ange, I got news for you.
This, I love it.
This team, and I knock on wood every time I say it,
yep.
This may be the greatest Eagles team ever.
Yes.
Wow.
Ever. Yes. Yes.
By the way, 2004, they were 12-1. The year they went to the Super Bowl.
No.
Yes.
They were
13-1.
Oh, 2004.
2004.
The other Super Bowl.
Yes.
But wasn't McNabb the quarterback?
I believe he was.
That doesn't count.
Oh, you know.
Number 5 will always love you.
Listen to him at 4 today, and you'll hear more from that jackass. But now, let me get back. Let me refocus here for a second, because what happened yesterday, here's the best way I can. You know the picture that you should take out of yesterday's game? The photo, the shot of Jeff Lurie in the luxury box in the rain in the Meadowlands with 6 minutes to go in the game, you would have thought they were losing by 30 instead of winning by 30.
I said to you,
Rhea,
somebody,
look depressed.
I said it to you, and I said, somebody should tell them they're ahead.
Barrett, you saw it, right? Did you guys talk about it on the postgame show?
No. We were too busy, you know, just on and on and how good they are, you know.
All right,
so.
You got one assignment today. By 9 o'clock, Brooks, I need you to take your former partner, who's going to be sitting across from you right here, Seth Joyner, and find things we can bitch about. Because it's not easy right now.
We did it for 6.5 years, so yeah.
I know you did. The guy's a master at bitching. I don't know what he's going to do when he gets here at 9. I do know this. At 7:30, when Nick Sirianni checks in with us, he will be pretty happy. He was really great yesterday. He was even talking about his dad and emotion. It was all great. But anyway, let me start by just taking you through the game, because there's not that much I need to say. It was over very quickly, and there was never much doubt. Here is a montage of the big plays by Merrill and Mike.
Handoff, Sanders, touchdown! Touchdown number 9 on the season. On fourth down, Hurts back again. He's floating it for Devontae Smith, who makes the catch. The Giants miss, and he walks into the end zone.
Oh, my
the Giants
goodness.
Gambled, flat out missed him. The Eagles 14, New York nothing. He is going deep. It is caught. A.J. Brown. Touchdown! The Eagles are just devouring the Giants. Hurts is back. He's going to run. He comes to the 5. Touchdown, Jalen Hurts!
This is just smart quarterbacking.
He breaks away at the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Miles Sanders, touchdown!
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me?
How about that?
Listen, this offensive line, they're so good. They block so well.
Back again goes Tyrod Taylor. He steps up. He's hit. He's sacked! They got him, and the football comes loose, and the Eagles recover.
Brandon Graham.
This is a shellacking handoff. Boston Scott falls forward, and touchdown, Boston Scott. Final score, the Eagles 48, the New York Giants 22. I can't wait to hear people tomorrow tell us that the Cowboys are really the best team in the NFC.
Sure, that's what they're going to say. Let them say that.
And by the way, that ESPN foolishness.
Yes.
Became a rallying point for the Eagles.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
As I'm going to tell you what happened. In the end, when they were coming off the field, Brandon Graham, having one of the best games of his long career, yelled out, bleep them. And you knew he was talking about. And Hassan Reddick yelled, how could they do this? And they used it. And good, that's good right for Barrett. There is no sequence of numbers by a group of analytics nerds that would be able to tell you that the Cowboys have a better chance to go to the Super Bowl than the Eagles.
You look at the eye test, it's just not possible
the
for you
eye
to say
test.
That.
The eye watch test. Watch the yeah. game.
Exactly. I mean, tell me where they're lacking at. You know, you could say special teams, but they're starting to work now, too.
Yep.
You look at the eye test. You look at what they're doing. You look how successful they are. Look at the categories in which they're leading in as, you know, top 10 in. You can't say that any team in the NFL is even close to holding anything towards them.
And this Miles Sanders thing, he finally got to 1,000 yards. Should have done. Rhea and I will tell you, if you want something to bitch about.
Yes.
We wanted him to run the ball more yesterday.
I was uncomfortable with how often Jalen was running.
We have wanted
him.
Let me make this as clear as I can. We have wanted Sanders to run the ball more every single game, and they're 12-1, and we keep going, run the ball.
He's terrific.
And they lost their punter because they didn't.
And
I'll get to that. That's the only thing I really got to bitch about.
One other thing I will say about him, before the season, remember we talked to Brian Westbrook, and we asked about the fact that he wasn't blocking a lot as a back, and it's all about want. He blocks a lot now.
He does. I know he does. Well. But Barrett Brooks will be the first to tell you that offensive line loves to run block. Yes. Love it, right?
You're going forward instead of backwards, you know?
Yeah. Let me just let you hear the milestone run by Sanders yesterday.
Hurts pitches out. Sanders has the first down and more. He's got 1,000 yards for the season, and he takes it almost to the 20.
He ended up with 144 yards yesterday.
Career high.
And I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, he had 143 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But they're not even giving him the ball. He's averaging 5.2 yards a carry. Last year, 5.5. The year before, 5.3. Merrill was saying yesterday that on plays that did not work, he was getting 4 yards.
Yes.
He was saying, just give him the ball. This guy gets you yards almost all the time. Use him more. So, see, I'm trying to find things to bitch about. It's very hard. Yeah. All right, but anyway, let me get to some of the comments in the locker room because they also are really fun to listen to. Nick Sirianni made it clear at 12-1. I can't even think about what he's actually thinking. His father's a football coach. His brother's a football coach. None of them have ever been 12-1. And now he's 12-1 in his second year as an NFL coach. And he said, pay no attention. This means nothing.
It's just the way we go about business here. And so there's nobody that's content with anything because we haven't done anything yet. All right. And so our job is to get ready and go win this game this week and forget about what's happened in the past. And we're going out there to play a good opponent this week. And how do we win that game?
Suddenly, after some doubts early on in his tenure here, I look upon Nick Sirianni now as a football sage. Every word he says now, I think, should be put in a tablet instead of here. The guy, I mean, honestly, the 12-1, other than being highly emotional on the sideline and getting excited when they score touchdowns, do you see anything from the guy after the game? Nothing.
Calm,
just
guys.
Like his quarterback.
Yeah.
His quarterback's the same way.
Did you see the cut on the sidelines where I think it was DeVonta Smith and A.J. Brown are yucking it up? And right next to them is Hurts just staring straight at him.
Stone face.
Barrett was telling me that before, right?
He
doesn't get, until they win a Super Bowl, he's not going to smile.
Absolutely. You'll see him, you know, clown around then, but he's got his goal. He's got where he's supposed to be at, and he's not happy until he gets there.
And Hurts, here's what he had to say about why they got to go a lot further.
I know the preparation that we put in. I know how we prepare. I know the time that we invest into it. I know we sacrificed to come out here and play on Sundays, but not only that, the preparation throughout the weeks, coming home late, getting up early, doing all those things. And if you want something bad enough, you have to be able to sacrifice some things for it and, you know, work for it. So, you know, I don't think when you put the type of work in that we put in and when you invest what you invest into it, you know, you go out there and you know, you just want to execute at a high level. You want to kind of collect the check. You want to let all the work show. You know, and I think that's just what we're doing as a football team.
God, I love like, him, man.
I would like to say this, and I think you're going to join me. That right there, what you just heard, that's my favorite Eagle quarterback of all time, right there, in his third year. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because I watch him play now and passes. That they dropped three balls in the first half. Just about every pass he threw was fantastic.
Remember the one he threw to AJ that AJ ran the wrong route?
Yes.
AJ acknowledged after. Yep. He got on me for doing it, but we can talk about like that with
first
each other.
First drive, which was perfection. Great third down throw to Devontae. In traffic, puts it right on his hands. Ah, what a player he is. And then finally, in order to give you the full picture of what's going on, they were perplexed in the other locker room because it was their home crowd, supposedly, and they got their asses kicked. And Brian Daboll, who at one point was being considered for the coach of the year, had this to say about what the Eagles did to his team.
Look, guys, losing sucks. You put a lot into it, and... Look, we got beat. I mean, there's no other way to talk about it. We got beat in every area. They're a good football team.
All right, so there's only one way to truly savor that victory, and that is to bring on a representative of the losers, and in fact, a loser himself, Adrian the Giants fan. Let's see how much he's cackling today.
Oh, no.
Hi, Adrian!
Uncle Angelo, I take my hat off to you guys, man. I mean... Y'all got a hell of a quarterback, man. I tell you that.
Yeah. Did you expect to get throttled that badly in your own building, Adrian?
Nah, I really didn't. I thought it was going to be a lot closer. I'm telling you, man. Jalen Hurts, man. Y'all got one name, man. I'm telling you, man. I mean, y'all play. What can you say? I mean, y'all the best in the league. Y'all 12-1. Everybody y'all put in front of y'all pretty much beat. Hey, it might be 4-2 now. That's how it looks.
Yeah, he's already anticipating another Eagles Super Bowl. I got to tell you, Adrian, you sound exactly like my son after the game. He's a Giants fan. And he went, look, I know for a few weeks you guys were the best team, and you showed that again yesterday. Adrian, here's the thing. You're a huge Sixer fan, and Embiid put up 53 last night. Who's the biggest star in Philadelphia right now, Embiid or Hurts?
Hurts, without a doubt.
Yeah, it is.
He's a leader. I mean, he's a leader. I mean, Embiid is not a leader. Hurts is a leader. I mean, this guy.
That's true.
This guy's awesome, man. I'm telling you, y'all, look, Angelo.
Yeah.
I called win, lose, or draw.
You did, and I want to give you credit.
I don't want to duck and hide.
Look, I want you to say, you are not like that little cockroach, Lamont, the Cowboy fan. Adrian, after his team loses, I don't hear for 2 weeks, all right? So he'll probably call it because they pulled the game out. I'm glad the Cowboys won so we can kick their ass in 2 weeks on Christmas Eve. Beautiful. We'll sing Deck the Halls with bouts of Cowboys. Now I sound like Adrian. Adrian, thank you for fessing up. I appreciate it. Let's get Bernadette up here next from Tabernacle. Hi, Bernie.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
All right, you sound like you're still watching the game, Bernadette. What was it like for you yesterday?
It was exhilarating.
Yeah. Wasn't it
very
great?
Enthusiastic.
I got to be honest with you, Rhea. With about 4 minutes to go, I checked the Red Zone channel.
So did I.
You know, I'm going to tell you why. It was almost too easy, Bernadette. It was not even a contest. The Eagles are so much better than the Giants. It's laughable.
The Eagles are the best in the NFC East, man.
No. No. They're the best in the NFL.
That's what yesterday showed.
NFL. Bernie, they're
sorry.
Not the NFC East. Absolutely.
Still celebrating.
NFL. You understand?
NFL. That's what I meant to say, Ange. NFL.
All right. And that's right, Bernadette. Thank you for the call. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope it's not too early to do this, but I want... Ladies and gentlemen, I demand right here on this show at 6:14 on the day after the 12th victory, a heartfelt apology by ESPN for the idiocy they inflicted upon our fan base last week, suggesting that a group of computer nerds in some little corner in Bristol, Connecticut, decided to look into computers, garbage in, garbage out, and indicate that the Cowboys were 50-50 to go all the way to the Super Bowl. Barrett Brooks, was that not an appalling thing to say during our miracle season?
I mean, they beat an Indianapolis team that gave up in the fourth quarter. They had turnover upon turnovers in the fourth quarter, so that makes them better than us. I mean, watch the game. You know, look at what you're seeing. We have the best quarterback right now that's playing in the NFL. You know, you talk about MVP, there's no question right now. Who else can play at the level that, you know, hurts? And then I heard something. Somebody said something like, all right, if you take Daniel Jones and put him in our offense behind our offensive line, he could do the same thing?
No.
Hell no. There's no way. No
way. Listen to me, Barrett Brooks. Do you also seek an apology from ESPN?
Absolutely.
John Johnson, would you like and I would like it in prime time.
Oh, that would be even better.
Maybe a special.
You know what they're going to do, right?
What are they going to do?
They're going to spin that Cowboys disastrous win into, well, every team has games like that.
They're not better than the Eagles. We played them straight up.
I agree.
They're not better. Rhea, do you demand an apology?
From Greenberg especially.
Yeah, Greenberg. You
Greeny.
Pretty boy punk.
Does one actually be a pretty boy punk?
I don't know. I got swept up. 215-592-9494. Call in, please. And if anybody has something you want to bitch about, I would like to do it because I have to do 4 hours today. I've never done 4 hours after a game with no bitches. I got to have something. Thank God Johnson's here.
I got a bitch for you.
Not yet.
Oh, all right.
Calm down. 215. 215-